Hey guys, this is Scott here with the Life Talks podcast, and today's going to be a quick podcast on New Year's Eve. Hey, like I was saying at the introduction, today's going to be a quick podcast. It is December 31st as I'm sitting here recording this. So it is New Year's Eve. And, you know, I know we've been talking about the fivefold ministry. And I kind of want to shift gears, even though it still is really, we're going to kind of mention it a little bit today. But I want to shift gears to what, I don't know, just me and my wife were in Colombia for about a month. And when I got back, the Lord put a couple verses on my heart pretty strongly that I feel for me personally. And I don't know, maybe it'll mean something for you too. Maybe it'll have some significance. And I want to go over those today. But I want to talk about, you know, when we've been talking about the fivefold ministry, you know, we need to understand that the foundation of these gifts, these ministry gifts, it's not about the person. It's not even really about anything they do. It's about Christ living in them and manifesting himself to the world and to the church. Remember, these are different in that these are gifts of Christ. Okay, remember it says that he ascended. He also who ascended descended so that he might fill all things, right? And it says, so he gave gifts. Okay, so Christ's desire is to fill all things. And our first and foremost desire before trying to figure out if we have a gift and how we need to function in it, you know, just be you and let Christ fill you and let Christ live his life through you, all right? Sometimes we get so wrapped up in the fivefold, you know, which is ironic since we just did, you know, an entire series on it, but sometimes we get so wrapped up in it, oh my gosh, it's an apostle, it's a prophet. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're being you, and in that, Christ is able to live his life through you. Remember, because these gifts are gifts of Christ, where he comes and lives his life through that individual and brings that grace and that gift to the church. So I think it's important, like a lot of times some people might be trying to figure out how they're supposed to function if they're one of these gifts. You know, if I'm a prophet, how do I need to function? If I'm an apostle, and I understand they can help bring clarity and understanding to what some people feel and what they feel compelled to. But the reality is these are gifts of Christ. And so instead of trying to focus what to do, you need to focus on being, if that makes sense, on being with Christ and allowing Christ to form in you. Because I don't want to burst your bubble, but no one really cares about meeting you. They want to meet Christ in you, right? It's Christ in you working through you that's going to change things, and not necessarily just you. So I don't think that's going to burst anyone's bubble, but sometimes, you know, it's a good thing to remind us that this is all for him and about him and because of him. And I love... that brings me to these two verses that I mentioned, the first being in Acts chapter 4. And I don't even know why, but I was just reading my Bible, and the Lord really took me here. And it says, we're going to start in chapter 4, verse 13. And so here is Peter and John being arrested and being put on trial before the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin. Okay, and this is picking up in verse 13, this is what it says, okay, talking about the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus, right? So I think right there, that is such a powerful reminder that, you know, it doesn't matter necessarily your education. It doesn't matter your training. When you're with Jesus and when you're focused on being, right? They had been with Jesus. When you're focused on being with Jesus, there's something that shifts in you where he forms himself within you, where he forms you into his image. And when you come before people, they recognize that something is different. Okay, and it says that they were amazed, they were perplexed, because these were untrained men, yet they had confidence. They were uneducated, yet there was something different about them. And they said, well, these guys are the ones who had been with Jesus, right? And I think we need to understand that it's not about what you do as much as it's about who you're with. And we need to, in this year, I don't like New Year's resolutions, but I mean, because I don't think most of the time people, look, I worked in the training fitness industry, so New Year's resolution was the best year for me, but most people don't keep these resolutions. But I do think we can change lifestyles and focus on what's important, and what's important is being with Jesus, right? Not doing things for Jesus, just being with Jesus. And as you are with him and you are spending time with him, he will form himself in you, okay? And people will recognize that. And so I think that goes the same for the fivefold gifts. You know, don't focus so much about what you need to do. Just focus on who you need to be with. You need to be with Jesus and allow him to form himself in you, and that grace and that gift that he's given you, right? And then the other one's actually in 2 Corinthians. Turn in there right now. This is the other verse that for me, you know, these last few days I've had them written down on my desk. And I just keep looking over them and looking over them and looking over them. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Okay, this is Paul right here. He says this to the church at Corinth. He goes, but I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Right? And again, this is Paul right here. Like, he's ripping down the foundations of Christianity to the purest and simplest form, which is devotion to Christ, right? He goes, I'm afraid that you will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ, right? And so I think for this year, there's a lot going on in our nation. There's a lot going on in the world. Okay, what's happening in America isn't unique to America. It's happening in other countries as well. Just with all the turmoil and the division and everything like that. And you know, I know the elections are something that's going on here, but I mean, this is an issue. The spirit behind this is something that's present in the world right now. But I think we need to focus. We can get focused on that stuff, and we can get focused on we're going to do this, and we're going to pray this, and we're going to push into this, when in reality, like, don't be deceived from the simplicity of devotion to Christ, right? And look, as you come to Christ, he'll pray through you. He'll pray in you. And I'm a big proponent of that. And so let this year be a year where you come to Christ, where you come to him, where you fully devote yourself in the simplest and purest form. You fully devote yourself to Christ Jesus so that people can recognize that you are someone who has been with Jesus Christ, right? Amen. So that's all I have for today, guys. I bless you. I wish you a happy New Year's. I'm excited for this year coming up. Nothing's going to change on the first, so don't expect to wake up to a new life. But I'm excited for what the Lord has, because I know he's got good things coming up in this year. So bless you guys. And with that, we will pick up next Tuesday.